Brian Summerlin, thanks very much for joining me today.
No problem, Amy.
The title of your piece in the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent, Emails Show City Ignored Art Center Warnings, seems to put the city of Glenwood Springs, over the tenure of two city managers, in the spotlight of the ongoing investigation of the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts. Talk briefly about what you found out in terms of the city's response to art center staff and board complaints.
Well, the Glenwood Springs Police Department is currently investigating the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts finances, and we put in an open records request for city emails regarding the Art Center's finances. And what we found was that board members and staffers from the Art Center had actually been trying to reach out to the city since 2015 about concerns over the Art Center's finances and management. The initial response from the city back in 2015 was that the city's relationship towards that nonprofit was such that they really didn't have any oversight. They gave them annual funding, mostly for the executive director's salary. But beyond that, the oversight responsibility falls to the Art Center board. So the city really deferred to the board whenever those tips came in. Then the same thing happened in 2016. Former ballet instructor called the city with similar concerns and got pretty much the same response. And the people that we've talked to who were calling in those tips have said that they believe that there are others that have done the same thing over that time period.
Complaints about the Art Center, as you say, go back 2 years to 2015. And I'd like to explore briefly the nature of those complaints. First, talk about the multiple bank accounts, overdrawn accounts, and bounced paychecks that the Art Center board discovered in April. You know, what bank, how many accounts, who set them up?
Yeah, just like you said, the concerns that these board members and staffers had raised to the city, there's really, you know, quite a list of them, and mostly they were financial in nature. These were concerns about issues with payroll, grants not being applied for that the Art Center board had apparently been led to believe that they had been applying for, in other general lack of fundraising, payroll checks bouncing, checks for other purposes bouncing. They bring up several layers of financial issues whenever they were trying to tip off the city.
Do you know how many bank accounts were set up?
Yeah, in one email, the Art Center board treasurer, and this is a recent email, whenever the current Glenwood Springs City Administration has been investigating, and the police department, talking about possibly another bank account that apparently the Art Center wasn't aware of, at least one other bank account in a completely different bank. It doesn't go into a ton of detail there.
Do we know who set up those accounts?
We do not.
So it sounds like there are at least two banks involved in this. Taking a look at another layer, there have also been complaints about management, unpaid teachers, how donations and sponsorships were being used, and inadequate bookkeeping. Can you give us some details on that?
As far as the details of those, you know, the Art Center board is being pretty tight-lipped about, you know, what information they're going to talk about, especially considering that there's a ongoing police investigation into those finances. And, of course, the police department is not talking about their active investigation. When this all got started, Police Chief Terry Wilson said that, you know, it would likely be multiple weeks before that was completed, and there's really still been no word on how soon the conclusion of that investigation might be.
You mentioned grants, that grants were not applied for, that the board thought had been applied for?
Yeah, that's correct. One of the Art Center board members, past board member, she had been one of the first ones that we're aware of to try to tip off the city. That's one of the concerns that she raised, was that they believed that a couple of grants that the board had been told that they had applied for. They found out that they had not, and so that's a problem because they're possibly not bringing in that revenue that they could be, and that's just one of kind of a list of issues with a lack of fundraising.
And Ryan Summerlin, at the end of your article, you mentioned how bookkeepers stopped working at the center because they were concerned about disappearances and replaced hard drives on the financial computer. The email that you received through the open records request said that there were disappearances and replaced hard drives?
That's correct. This is, again, from the Art Center's board treasurer. She had emailed the current city manager saying that the board had learned some new things from staff, that grants and certain money being spent on grant software and a part-time grant writer, they believed that the money had been spent on those things, and they're learning now that that's likely untrue. And also, the hard drives from the computer where the finances were kept had apparently been removed at some point.
To me, it sounds like both the Art Center Board and the City of Glenwood Springs have been asleep at the wheel here.
Well, that's certainly been the complaint of some past board members. Certainly these board members who've tried to get the city involved in an investigation, in an audit from 2 years ago, that was certainly their complaint, whenever news broke about this investigation now, that if the city had gotten involved back then, perhaps it wouldn't be in the situation they are now.
The board ultimately oversees the Art Center.
So yes.
What is the city's responsibility since they pay the director?
The city's response in 2015 and 2016 was, again, that they really don't have any supervisory responsibility, that falls to the Art Center Board, and they really only contribute the executive director's salary for the most part. That was the explanation of what the city's role was at that time. Of course, since then, the city's gotten a bit more involved, obviously. The current city manager had said that they're going to have the city's auditors taking a look at this. Obviously, the city's become a lot more involved than they were whenever those first tips came in.
It sounds like it's becoming more and more complicated as different layers are uncovered.
Yeah, I'd say that's true. And I think it's anybody's guess how many more stories that this could produce. So, but we'll be there tracking it every step of the way for sure.
Ryan Summerlin of the Post-Independent, thanks very much for joining me today and for your work.
Okay, thanks a lot, Amy.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.